Good morning, welcome to the FTS Bet Slip Saturday, the 27th of February, episode number 766. Isn't it great? J-League's back, get up at 4, get involved early morning, beautiful. Where are we at? Oh, the old breakfasts are rolling in. Dio, butt out, son. I'm coming in, chipping in with little judging comments. You're not on the panel. Get yourself gone, son. We don't need any whisk. You're very much the David Walliams of this outfit. I'm the Simon Cowell. Out you go. No one's interested. Not much fat here. All these gym goers lifting their weight. Let people eat what they want. We'll have a judge up and tell them what it's like. Don't need any other third-party West Country interference. Get on with whatever you're doing. Making your poached eggs and lifting your weights. Or probably raw eggs. Is it 10 raw eggs washed down? I've had a look. I've made some notes already. They're coming in. Coming in. Thick and fast. Not impressed, I'm not going to lie. Not overly impressed so far. Not a patch on what I would knock up if I get time tomorrow. All depends if I get time, I'm going to do mine, but I'm not sure I'm going to get time. And I know you're going, yeah, that's an excuse. Some of us graft for a living. What have I got? A quick one today. There's tons of football in there. The old West Ham, eh? West Ham City. Can they keep their run going? No, is the answer to that. I had some pearls of wisdom to tell you about today, and as per normal, they've disappeared. That's what happens when you get up early. See, it was in me head at 5, didn't get a chance to record it, forgot it. Well done, Steve Williamson, up trading the old horses in Australia as well. I saw you up early, son. Nice work, those of us who get up early, Steve. Early bird catches the worm. See how I'm just, again, filling, buying time to find what I was looking for. Right, let's do some football for you. Let's do some football. Now, next Saturday, we'll see the full trading Saturday one. I'll be fully prepared. Today, you're getting a quick old run through. So, today, we have got... I'm going to give you quite a few today. I'm just going to whet your appetite with quite a few bits and bobs. Right, so let me just filter them by method here. And let me have a look. And we'll go with that one there. Okay. First half goal at Antalyaspor Başakşehir, 1 o'clock kickoff. So again, 20-25 minutes in, first half goal there. Same at Ipswich, same at St Mirren. And then I've got some more of those, which are this way. Wolfsburg and St Gallen. So you got 5 first half goal games there. Fill your boots up. I don't know where this fill your boots came from. I can't get it out of my head now. And then late goals. So this is if you haven't had a second half goal by the 70th minute, providing the score is not 4x, so providing it's in the normal correct score market, and you can play obviously the relevant goal line. Celtic, West Brom, Galatasaray, Sochi and Hetafe. So all of those, if they haven't had a second half goal by 70 minutes, get yourself in, fill your boots. Late goals, drip, lay the goal line, 70 through 80 minutes. Watch the goals go in, like those of us who were up for Recife the other night, and you're all over it. I wish I had these pearls of wisdom. Anyone tried the donut yet? Can't eat it without licking your lips, you know. I'll update a new goal time sheet this week, Monday. The racing macros are changing Monday. A busy day Monday, stuff to do. Mindset Monday. What was there? Something else. Desperate on my mind, but I can't remember what it is. See, the old golf guru's got a couple up there this week. Nice. Cam Smith, 50-1, something like that. Sitting in second. Beautiful. Might trade that tomorrow. I think there'll be some trades there tomorrow for us in the golf. So there will be a pod tomorrow, so I'll do that. Can't think what it was. Sorry, team. It's gone again. It'll be back sometime. It'll float into my little brain cell, and we'll... we've either missed the moment or it will happen tomorrow. There, yeah. Honestly, what an absolute shower of shit. It's these breakfasts putting me off. Right, get them in. FTS breakfast. Hashtag FTS breakfast. I've already won some money to put to this. So If you're not, if you don't do your breakfast, it don't count. It's going to close, Nick, after the weekend. So you really today, tomorrow. Why do people have to wait the weekend to have a fried breakfast? Every day is the same now, isn't it? Every day is exactly the same. Why do you need to wait for Saturday or Sunday? Why not have on a Monday? Well, there you go. And eat them early in the morning. You've got all day to work it off. Right, I'm an athlete. I'm an absolute machine. Right, I'm full of beans today. I don't know why. I suppose I've got to be full of beans today because the old Spurs all just distress me tomorrow. Not watching it. I'm not having anything to do with that. I'm going to sit and trade football all day. Right, that's me. I'm out of here. I can't think what it was. It wasn't a horse. Was it a bird? Is it a plane? Is it a horse? I've no idea. Absolute nonsense. I'm worse than that bumbling Boris. Right, go to work, don't go to work, stay at home, don't stay at home. Right, I'm out of here. Have a lovely Saturday. Sorry guys, an absolute shower of shit. This is why we can only do 4 a week. We've got to sort them out because I just end up waffling, complete and utter dog turd. Have a lovely little Saturday. Good luck with your betting and I'll be back with you all tomorrow.